This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by singer and pianist Daryl Sherman. Sherman released her first album 4 years ago and then worked with the revived Artie Shaw Band, singing songs associated with Billie Holiday and Helen Forrest. Sherman's new album, her second, was recorded at Freddy's Supper Club in Manhattan.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you're gonna go home, you're gonna go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because I'm early, the moon won't tell. But if you're gonna go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss.
The more I listen to jazz singers like Billie Holiday and Abby Lincoln, the more it seems they're great not in spite of, but because of the narrow range of pitch in which they sing. Jazz singers, the old saw goes, use their voices like a horn. But we're also told that the best jazz players make their instruments speak, a throwback to Africa's talking drums. Singers like Holiday and Lincoln rarely wander very far from the contours of speech. At her best, neither does Daryl Sherman, whose second album is She's a Great Great Girl on the Tono label. Sherman's style is a victory of taste over her considerable technique, even if taste doesn't win every round. Her takes on vintage pop tunes follow a familiar curve. She'll sing a melody more or less straight on the opening verse, gradually taking greater liberties as she goes on. On some tunes, she tends to go a bit overboard by the time she gets to the closing chorus. As a rule, I like her quieter early verses better than the brassy final ones. She's best not when she loses herself in a lyric, but when she maintains a little ironic distance, especially when she's singing some neglected gem like Moon Country, Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's ode to good old days that never were.
I know where the peach trees bear a harvest all the year round. And I know where the old gray mare eats bluegrass from the ground. That's where folks never turn a hand. They just live off the land. My rocking chair is waiting there. That's why I'm homeward bound. I long for that moon country, that possum and coon country, that sycamore heaven back south. I'll lose my mind till I get there. I long for that old country, that good for the soul country, good for cooking things that melt in your mouth. Where my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn for you. She makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country. That's where I should be. For that old moon country is home for me.
Those dippy guitar licks are by Jay Berliner, who feeds on and fuels Sherman's own humorous streak. The backing crew on this cabaret set also includes bassist Jack Six, trombonist Dan Barrett, and trumpeter Dick Sudhalter. Sherman and Mike Renzi alternate at the piano. Another amusing trifle Sherman resurrects is an old Ames Brothers curio, the Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. This time, guitarist Berliner adds some nice, if incongruous, Latin licks.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The backstreet gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot to disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the child in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me oh my oh what a girl.
That song builds to a cute punchline. That disruptive lady with a drink habit turns out to be a 9-day-old infant. Like other cabaret singers, Sherman flirts with cuteness a little too often, and her penchant for odd material sometimes leads her astray. The Brazil 66 hit, Pretty World, is pretty icky, and she vainly tries to slay us with a limp noodle of a pop tune through the fire. But when she doesn't push it, when she sounds like she's talking to us instead of taking aim at us, Sherman reminds us that good jazz singing, while highly improbable, isn't impossible. When she's good, she's very good. Better than some other singers who get a lot more airplay and a lot more press.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Daryl Sherman's new album, She's a Great, Great Girl, on the Tono label. You're listening to Fresh Air.